Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone out there online and on the phones. Welcome to The Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey, brought to you tonight by Destiny Empowerment Radio. We're so glad that you were able to come out and join us tonight, and we just hope that tonight you will have a little fun with us, that you will also be empowered by us, because we want to be your success factor. I am your host, Ken Gordon, along with my lovely and vivacious wife, Mrs.
Kelsey Gordon. Welcome to the show, you guys. We're so excited and glad that you decided to take time out of your day and join us.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And we are so glad to be here. You can join us every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time. And this will be on blogtalkradio.com, Destiny Empowerment Radio. Thank you for joining us, and tonight we just want to introduce ourselves. My name again is Ken Gordon, and so that we're not total strangers.
Just give you a total overview of who we are. So we are Ken and Kelsey Gordon, and we are KG Success Factor. We've been married for 15 years, and we have two wonderful children. In fact, it's so ironic because one of those children has a birthday today. And he turned 14, so we want to give a shout-out to him, to Calvin Gordon. Happy 14th birthday.
Happy birthday, big man. And he's listening, and we're just so happy for this. And ironically, it's actually the exact time right now when he was born. So God just has made a way to kind of just bring it all full circle for us. 14 years ago, exactly at this moment, we gave birth to a son, and tonight we give birth to a new and wonderful radio show, The Success Factor. And so what we like to do also to let you know, we are youth ministers. We are a part of the Destiny Empowerment Network. Shout out to our founder and CEO, Ms. Sharice Riley. She's out there listening. Thank you so much for joining us, Ms. Riley. Also, we are success coaches and budding entrepreneurs. So that's just a little bit about us. We want to just give you an uplifting show. Our show is basically about giving you a bit of hope through success, having success not only through your personal businesses, your personal finance, your personal walk with God, also through relationships and in love and in your family situations, because there are situations in our lives where we feel that there's more to life than what there is. And so we just want to make that be something that we can go out and bring to you as a part of The Success Factor. Now, tonight we do have a couple of announcements before we get too deep into our show. So if we would, Kelsey, go ahead and can you bring those announcements out to me?
All right, then. So for our announcements, we have Destiny Empowerment Hour broadcast every Tuesday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time with our wonderful show host, Ms. Sharice Riley. So guys, please make sure that you tune in for the weekly tips and tools on creating the life and the business that you were destined for. Also, if you would like to advertise your business or upcoming event, our Destiny Empowerment Radio, our radio station reaches out to thousands of people all around the world. We currently have the great promotion available right now, so please make sure you lock in your space. So you can email us at info@destinyempowerment.com. Again, that is info@destinyempowerment.com.
All right, and we do have one more announcement to put out here today, and that is the Recreating You Tour is coming to a city near you. So look out, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Rhode Island, Atlanta, and Miami. We are coming to your city with our team of subject matter experts to help you recreate your life, business, finances, family, relationships, and so much more. So if you're interested in having an advertising sponsor, being a vendor, or to have your company item placed in our swag bag, make sure you visit our website for more information and email us your interest at www.destinyempowerment.com, or you can email us at info@destinyempowerment.com. Again, that website is www.destinyempowerment.com, and email is at info@destinyempowerment.com. We also have a Recreating You Tropical Retreat taking place in Jamaica in 2016. Can you hear that? Jamaica in 2016. And in this event, you do not want to miss it. So to get more details on that, just check out the website or email us at info@destinyempowerment.com. Also, right now, we're going to move into our next phase of the radio show today. And I do thank you all again for coming out and joining us. We got to pay a few bills here real quickly, and we will be right back and get into our topic for tonight, which is date your mate. So stay tuned to the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey on Destiny Empowerment Radio.
Lynette Appling Ministries is dedicated to helping women from around the world understand their destiny and purpose through developing an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Lynette Appling is a preacher, teacher, international author, entrepreneurial, gifted psalmist, and humanitarian. Her message of empowerment has cultivated and changed millions of women's lives around the world. To get her newest release, Women Define, Breaking Free from Emotional Torment book, and other products, or to have Lynette Appling at your next event, please go to www.lynetteapplingministry.org or call 330-284-8583. Again, the number is 3 3 0 2 8 4 8 5 8 3. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the ride here on The Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey. And today we are going to be talking about date your mate. But before we go any further, I want to make sure that anyone who wants to get in on the show can get in. So if you're having, if you're able to get in online, thank you so much. If you're able to, if you're looking to call in, just call our number at 646-564-9774. And we thank you so much for joining us tonight. So, Kelsey, tonight we are going to talk about
dating your mate.
So, Kelsey, what do you consider dating your mate to be?
Well, I consider a lot of things about dating. I do know that you have to do it, because if you don't, then you're going to lose that time that you need with each other. We've been married for 15 years. So dating at the beginning was not always easy, because it was just like, okay, we're married now, so now what?
I can attest to that, and especially in the situations when you're in a long-term relationship or whether you're married, it can get a little humdrum, because the everyday trials of life come at you, and you're sitting there and you're like, you know, we're dating, but we're really not dating, you know. So we're trying to say, okay, I'm gonna date my lady. We're gonna go out. We're gonna do something. So 9 times out of 10, you just go out to dinner, you come home, and you go to bed, or you may step out and go to a movie or something like that, and come back home, and it's not really consistent of a date per se, you know. So when you're in a long term relationship like that, things can get a little stale, you know. And a lot of times you go from dating your mate to just mating. You know what I'm saying?
But what is mating? I mean, just mating?
Well, I'm gonna just keep it real, okay? When you are dating, when I say mating, it's like, you ever been on National Geographic and you seen the male gorilla? He'll look over at the female gorilla and he'll nudge her a little bit or whatnot and be like, well, whatever, you know, and she'll roll over and she'll allow him to do his business. And then once he's done, pretty much he rolls over and she rolls over and it's it. That's what I mean by it gets to be just mating. You know what I mean? There's no love, there's no romance, there's nothing involved in what goes on. So when you're in a long-term relationship, or sometimes even when you're new in a relationship, once that newness starts to wear off, it just becomes kind of humdrum. And so you want to keep that fire alive. You want to keep it fresh. You want to keep it going. So my question to you is, again, what do you call dating your mate?
Well, you have to spend that time together. But one thing I will say is, when you are dating and you plan it and you make sure that you spend that quality time with the person you're with, whether you're in a new relationship and not married, or whether you are married, then I do say one thing tip I can give in dating your mate is no cell phone. Ladies and gentlemen, I am horrible at this.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh at you like that.
I am horrible about this because I check in. I check in. I post pictures. I'm a selfie. I do all those things. And so a lot of times I have been caught on a date with Ken, and and we're talking and we're supposed to be having a conversation, and I'm on my cell phone because I'm listening to him. I'm multitasking. So I'm listening, but I'm not actually all the way there. So that's a no-no, and I got called out a lot of times about that. I've gotten better, wouldn't you say? I've gotten better.
I guess you could say you've gotten better. I mean, here's the thing. When you go out, the deal is, when you're dating, is to be spending time with one another. I have seen it on too many occasions where Kelsey and I would go out, not just her or myself. It's actually, I've seen other couples. They're together. They're sitting right next to one another. Maybe they're waiting on the table, or maybe they're at the table, and both of them got their phones and they're going. I'm like, what kind of conversation are you having? What kind of things are you doing? You know. Yeah, and so forth. And then what kills me, and I gotta put you out on blast on this one, babe. What kills me is, I'm sitting at the table and I'm talking to her and she's on her phone, and all of a sudden my phone goes off and I flip it over and I look, she's checking in where we at, whether it's at a restaurant or the movies. I'm like, okay, you telling me, because I follow you, where we are. I'm the one who took you tell, but I understand you telling everybody else. And in this age of social media, we like to do all that kind of stuff. So, yes, that would be one huge tip, is to please, please, please keep the cell phones to a minimum. I mean, seriously, it's nothing worse than being on a date and you're texting one another back and forth or something like that. And that's really, really, really sad. So the next one the next tip that I would like to give, fellas, got to come with a plan, man. You have got to plan your date. You can't just say, okay, let's go get something to eat, let's do this, if you're actually going to have a date night. I mean, a date night does not always have to be going out either. A date night can be movie night at the house. You know, Kelsey and I, we are parents. So a lot of times, you know, we got things going on with the kids, and maybe we can't go too far because maybe my son went skating one night or something like that with his friends. So I stay close to the house. But while he's doing his business, can we be in a situation where he is where we're available to him, but we can also spend time with one another. We know that's about 2 or 3 good hours that we'll be together. So guess what? Nice time to have a movie night. Maybe we could order in a little something, something, and we can really, really date with one another.
You know, I quite enjoy our date nights more so now than I did before, because of the simple fact that we actually make time for it. We actually make the time for it, and you just have to make it time. So one of the things I'm going to tell you guys right now, make it happen. Don't
break the
date.
Please don't break the date, because that's very important, because I have been very bad at this at times in our relationship where I tell Kelsey, I'm like, hey, babe, I'm getting rid of the kids this weekend. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And I might have gotten rid of the kids and may have gotten some things worked up and stuff. And she comes home or something and she's in a bad mood. And all of a sudden, now I'm consoling. And then I get out of wanting to go date mode. And I'm like, we should still go, you know. I should be like, we should still go out. But it's like, no, we can put off the date. No, the date is sometimes exactly what your better half needs, is because sometimes the stress of the day gets involved in everything, and they just want to be like, okay, you know what? I just need a break. I want to go. I just want to let loose. I want to do something. So, hey, keep the date. Never, ever, 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 ever break
the date. Don't break the date.
Please.
Don't break the date. Because, ladies, I don't know about you, but I feel like getting dolled up. I want to go, you know, so I want to go and I want to go out and I want to have a good time, whether it is with just he and I, or even if we do it with another couple, or, you know, just going out. And I even like those crazy dates where you go to somewhere like David and Buster's and you act like we're teenagers again, jumping all over the place.
Speed zone,
all those types of things.
Exactly.
But you have to keep it spicy. You do have to have the date. So we do have a question from one of our callers. That has sent a question through our chat room, and the question is when you are also working with your mate, how do you keep the romance and dating on point when you already spend so much time together working?
That's a good one, because Kelsey and I have twice in our relationships, and now 3 times with our current venture now, have worked with one another. And so we actually met on the job, and people used to get sick of us because we found a way to date even while we were at work. And so it's just a way for us to be able to do it. You just find different ways, because the thing about it is, there's the work spouse, where you're at work and you just see each other and you say, hey, or we may even ride together coming in, carpool or whatnot to work. But quite honestly, outside of that, you still have to have your time with one another, because that's at work and it's only so much you can do at work anyway. So if you work with your spouse, just remember, hey, we still got a life outside of this office. We still got a life even outside of the home and outside of the bills and the kids and everything that's going on, because we want to be together. We want to spend that time together. We have to keep it fresh. So the way to keep it fresh is, number one, the last job Kelsey and I worked at together, we didn't see each other all day. I worked on one side of the building. She worked on the other side of the building. Matter of fact, half the time we didn't even ride together. And so we didn't see each other all day. I could have emailed her. I could have walked down to her office, or she could have walked down to my office or whatnot. But we never did that, because that just kept us to a point where we could still at least miss one another for a little bit. So you create ways to kind of miss one another so that you're not always in each other's space, because you can get tired of one another too. Don't you agree?
I agree. One of the things that helped Ken and I keep it separated to a degree, we draw the line. When we come in the house, we stop talking about work. Even right now with us working together so closely right now, like we do, at some point we do cut it off, and we just be about Ken and Kelsey and why, and the why. I always go back to the why. Why did we get together in the first beginning? And that has helped our relationship a great deal over the years. So I just really, really will tell you that you have to cut it off. I know a lot of times, and again, we work together a lot, especially we do. And we just said, hey, you know, 6 o'clock, we're not talking about KG Success Factor. We're not talking about Boss Lady Global. We're not talking about
KB International.
We're not talking about even Destiny. We're not talking about any of these things. We're not talking about any of it. We cut it off and we say, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is family time, me and you, or me, you, and the children.
Exactly. So, in essence, we just try to keep it. We just try to keep it separate as much as we can, even though we do work together in a great deal of capacities. Okay. One last thing I would like to say. Well, actually, we got two more, but one thing I would like to say is online. If you go online and if you're on social media such as Twitter and so forth, use the hashtag KG Success Factor to just tag your aha moments. You can do it on Facebook, but you can definitely do it on Twitter, and we'll be looking forward to hearing from you on the social media sites as well.
And also, if you're on Facebook, please share the phone number, 646-564-9774. If there's any listening audience out there, your friends or family members that are having trouble getting in via the link, please dial in to 646-564-9774. Text it out to your friends and family. We would love for them to join us this evening. So if you could do that for us, we so much appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Okay, we do have one other point we want to get to as far as dating your mate, and then we'll get ready to open it up for questions in the next half of the show. What one thing, especially if you are a married couple or a couple in a long-term relationship with children, the key thing you must do to date your mate is you must remove the babies. If they're small, put them to bed and have a date night at home if you can't find a sitter. If they're grown or old enough to stay at home alone, get them a pizza and a movie and say, we out of here. Don't tear up my house. You know, and I'm being totally transparent here because this is what we do. Because in order to spend time with one another, you have to be able to find the time, create the time, and go into the next phase of getting out and dating and doing what you're going to do for the evening, okay? So don't just sit around and say, oh, we can't date because we got the kids, or we can't do this because we got the kids. Find a sitter or put them to bed. Have a date night at the house if you have to put them to bed. If you have a sitter or if you got older kids that can stay at home, hey, get out and go enjoy yourselves for a couple of hours. It's not like you leaving them for the whole night or anything like that. It's just you getting that amount of time to just spend to get a little breath, but to also enjoy one another and remember why you fell in love.
I agree. No children. No children. If you can get away with it, no children.
Absolutely. Now, before we go to our next break, we're going to break with the song here. Those who have who are dialing in, or those who want to call in and use our call in, you can press 1 if you have any questions or comments that you want to lend to the show. And also, all you have to do is when you want to comment or a question, just press number 1, and that will raise your hand here. We will reach out to you and we'll get you on, okay? We love you guys for showing up. And right now we're going to play this song for you. It's I Gotta Be by Jagged Edge.
Thank you.
Welcome back. We are so grateful for you all to be listening in on us tonight. Welcome back. Sorry, we had a little technical difficulty there. Just wanting to let you all know that we are now opening up for questions here. And welcome back to the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey. Now, for those of you who were not on when we gave the instructions, for those who are on the phone, if you are on the phone, please press 1 so that you can have your hand raised and we can answer your questions or hear your comments here. Also, if you have any questions or comments, if you're listening online, we do have the chat line open. So if you want to have your question or comment heard, we can definitely do that here through our chat. So we're very, very, very excited for anyone who may have any questions or may have any comments at this time. Please give us a buzz now. But while we're waiting for people to come on the phone lines, Kelsey, I just want to say there's one last thing we wanted to we kind of touched on it before the song. We talked about remembering the love.
Right. We did talk about that. We did not hit that point. Remembering the love. You ever remember all those long late night conversations? You stayed on the phone all night long.
One time about nothing.
Holding up the lines, just in love, la la la. Oh, he called me. Oh my God.
That's my boo thing.
Yes. Oh yeah. Oh, he coming over, girl. Let me get my face on. Yeah, we need to get back to that. All that remembering how you got together in the first beginning, that love right there. Always, always remember that. What made you feel so warm and gooey all inside?
Absolutely. And that leads us to the question where a caller had given us and said, when you have been together for so long, how do you keep it fresh? How do you fall in love over and over again with your mate? Number one, we just spat out is remembering the love. But the key to remembering the love is there's a reason that you got with that person in the first place. There's a reason that that person is your spouse or your better half. There's a reason that you all are together. So if that reason isn't based on love or anything like that, then you gotta have a serious issue. But if you are in love, you came into this thing, you were fired up and in love behind one another, then definitely you have to remember the love.
Well, you know, I agree with that. But ladies, let me tell you a little secret of mine. Don't tell nobody. I keep it spicy. He might get Linda 1 week. He might get Charlotte, Jessica, Suzanne. He might get one of those ladies. I always change it up on him, and I found that, and it worked for me because I just wanted to keep it fresh like that, because I wanted him to always know that, and know from a woman's perspective, the same thing I did to get him is the same thing I'm going to continue to do in the course of my relationship. Now, during the first 5 years of my marriage, I didn't quite do all that. But then as I got older and as I went along and things we wanted to, and I wanted to keep things anew, I decided to change things up a bit on my end and not just expect him to do all the work.
That's true, but also as a man, there is a part that we play in the love making category, as far as being like the leaders, so to speak. You know, we come into this thing wanting to be the ones that the ladies love. You know what I'm saying? I want to be everything to this woman. You see what I'm saying? So in doing that, I have to keep reinventing myself, because it can get old and stale too. I'm not the same Ken she met 15 years ago, and nor is she the same Kelsey that I met 15 years ago. However, she looks the same. I look the same. Well, I put on a couple, 2-3 pounds that I'm getting rid of. But
really? Really? Okay.
Okay. I'm just saying, I don't put, you know, but the fact of the matter is, we're just looking at it from a perspective of when you are in love with each other, that's the basis. You have to remember that. And then you also have to remember the parts of that person that you love, and you have to remember the parts of you that person loved about you. And if you're not doing those same things that you were doing in the beginning, you might want to revert back to some of those old things that you were doing. You might want to revert back to just being who you were in the beginning. Because a lot of times in becoming a couple and becoming one, especially in a marriage, you can get overly involved in the everyday things of life and lose who you are in the process.
So we have another question that came up in the chat room. So one of the questions from one of our listeners is, how do you introduce new things without the other person feeling like you want someone else instead of them? Oh. Well,
I'm going to let you have that.
Oh, you would. Well, one of the things that, it starts with a conversation. I have in the past, you sit down with your mate and say, hey, you know, I want to try something and I just want to know how you feel about it. I mean, you just don't come in and just blast them. You have to ease into this because you don't want them to feel like they're doing something wrong or they're not meeting your expectations already. So you want to kind of tread into it and kind of, you know, warm them up to it, if you will.
See, I have to be careful with that question, because see, the listener put it in quotes as new things. You know what I mean? Like, quote unquote, new things. I'm like, well, wait a minute. You know, what are you talking about, new things? You know, you might want to specify. But in my opinion, though, I agree with Kelsey. We have to have a conversation about it. You have to talk about whatever it is that's new. Maybe you want to go dancing more or do more things together as a couple on the outside. So if you're going to do those things, then you got to get out there and you got to do it. But you discuss it first. You make sure that the two of you are okay with it.
Yeah.
You agree upon it, because if you don't, might become a problem.
Yeah, you don't want to blindside your mates, ladies and gentlemen. Don't blindside them with it. It's just like them. You going out and it's just like me going out and buying that wonderful Mercedes without even asking him.
Mercedes.
Yes, I call it Ma. Mercedes, cause it's Ma. Not her, but Ma.
All right. Okay, and that's true because I mean, if you want to introduce new things, please discuss it because if your mate is not down with it, it can turn out real ugly for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would love to hear from some of our callers. You know, just hit number one because I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear your voices out there and tell us, you know, what your comments are and what you think because I really want to hear. Voices. I got our online people. They're giving it to us. So
yeah.
I want to hear a couple of our callers. Just hit the number one if you have a comment or a question, and we just would love to hear from you.
Yeah. And in the meantime, we're going to answer another question from the chat room from the online team, and would like to know if there's any other forms of intimacy. There's a lot of people that step outside of the marriage because they are not satisfied or bored, and it's not talked about in marriages and relationships. Woo, that's a hot one.
We're gonna tag team you on this one. Trust me.
Wow.
Trust me. Here's what you gotta do. I'm sorry. There is actually a time, and in 15 years of being married to Kelsey, I can say this with all confidence and honesty. What you have to do is if things in the bedroom is getting kind of okay, as a man, I look at it in the bedroom and without being too graphic or whatnot, I take control in the bedroom.
What?
And what I do is I say, okay, we're going to do this right here. But I do it in such a way to where Kelsey is comfortable. It's not really anything new. But it's just basically, okay, we're going to switch this up a little bit. Okay, we're gonna do this a little bit differently, you know. And it's
don't take it too fast.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. That's why I know who I'm with. I can't take you too fast, and neither can you take me too fast. Because I'd be like, wait, who you been messing with? And then you got a problem. But so you have to know your mate in the sense of, hey, you know, I love this person. I'm in love with this person. I want to be with this person. But at the same time, okay, things in the bedroom ain't popping off like it need to be. So,
I guess you want to jumping off doorknobs and stuff, too.
No. We ain't no Steve Harvey mess going on in here with the banana peels and baby oil on the wall and all that kind of stuff. I mean, we got our own levels, you know what I mean? But the key to it is you still got to first talk about it. No matter what the situation is, you still have got to talk about it first. And once you talk about it, and once you get that understanding, then it's in there, okay? Oh, we actually have a caller calling in. Let's see here. We're going to have you online. We'll bring you in right now, caller, at 11:45. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, and go ahead with your question or comment.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Sharice. I'm calling out of Frisco, Texas. Hi, Kelsey. Hi, Ken.
Hey, Sharice. How you doing?
I just want to say I am really thoroughly enjoying you guys' show tonight. I think it was a great topic to start off with, especially when you are a couple and you're doing business and stuff together and relationships and talking about how to continue to date your mate. So thank you for sharing those tips that you've been sharing, and I hope that people that are listening over the phone lines or the internet or those that are listening to your show in the archives will gain some really good nuggets to keep their relationship fresh and, you know what I'm saying, to continue to date their mate. So I have one question. So for a person that's a newlywed, you know, a lot of times when you first get married or you first get in a relationship, you know, everything is so fresh. You want to do everything right now. You know, I know you guys have been in the game for about 15 years, but what would be a piece of advice that you would give to that individual that's getting ready to take the plunge to get married or that's newly married? What would be the advice that you would give to them in order to have a lasting relationship and, you know, not just a relationship as husband and wife, but how to keep that friendship intact and that business as well?
That's a good question, Charisse. The thing I can tell you the most that has worked for us is that communication piece and having the love and support of our family as well. The communication goes a long way, and a lot. And one of the rules that Ken and I learned in the beginning stages of our marriage, actually, I would say year one through five is always the rough, as they say. And one of the things that I learned was what I call intense fellowship. We choose not to go to bed mad with each other. It doesn't matter if we stay up to 2 a.m. We will hash this out because we want to make sure that when the sun goes down or when we lay our heads to the pillow that we have, hashed this out. Now, in that same token, there are times where the sun does go down and I can't talk to him yet. But that communication piece and really, really understanding, and what I mean by not what I call effectively listening, not just listening and not just taking apart what I want to hear from him but or what he wants to hear from me, but truly, truly listening to my mate and understanding what their needs are. A lot of the mistakes that I can honestly say that I made at the beginning of our relationship is that I didn't listen to what he needed. It was all about Kelsey, and what I wanted. And we would get into these arguments and these intense fellowship arguments about, because I'm the right now girl. I want it right now because I'm one that's on it. I'm a thoughts person. I'm on it. Ken is more methodical. He moves quietly. And that, at the beginning of our relationship, I tell you, listening audience, it about drove me nuts. Anybody that knows me, that's friends with me, that's been around me, I'm a right now girl. Okay, I will move, and he's not. So, that sort of thing there, it's just communicating, just really, truly communicating with each other.
Thanks so much, Charisse, for the question. Anyone else on the phone lines that has a question, remember to hit 1 to raise your hand, and we'll be more than happy to take your question or comments. We do have a few more minutes before we take our next break. I just want to say also on that note, when it comes to doing things in a new setting, whenever I talk to a new couple that's newly married, matter of fact, my brother just recently got married a few months ago, and I was his best man, and I took him to the side and I said, everything is not going to be peaches and cream for you guys in this first year. I said, because now you're doing what God has ordained. See, for the longest time when you all were dating, you were just dating. You were together. At a certain point, you both had the right and the option to leave and walk away with nothing held. I said, now that you're moving into a covenant with your new wife, you are now becoming one. And that oneness is not something that happens the day you get married. It begins the day you get married, and it's something that is progressively going through over the time that you're together. So you don't just become one overnight. And anyone who thinks that should have a anyone who should do that who thinks that will have an issue. You cannot think that you're going to become one with a person. You cannot think that you're going to become one with another individual just by being there and being present. No, you work your way into it. You learn that person. You learn their wants and their needs. You learn their desires. You learn their habits. You learn everything about them. And that brings you to that oneness to where at some point where I love seeing couples who've been married, 20, 30 years, and they can talk and sometimes finish each other's sentences. Or they can move about one another, and one of them can be doing one thing and the other one can be doing another thing, but they're doing something cohesively together, and you don't see it until right at the point where it comes together, and you're like, wow.
Wow, and it's always that wow and that aha moment with that, because I always look at them and I'm like, what did you do? I mean, and it wasn't always, and I understand it at this point in our relationship and in any relationship that's been married for 10 or more years, you and you know, sometimes things don't work out, but when you see those type couples together and stuff, the one thing, the nugget that I get from any of those couples that I've ever spoken to is that they remember the love and they remember why they got together. And you know, it wasn't back then, you know, and we make it easy now. We just say, okay, we don't want to be together and we divorce. But the work begins the very day you get into this relationship and say, I do. That's when the work, true work begins. Even when you get off a 9-to-5 or you're owning your business or whatever the case may be, you get home and you still have a relationship with that mate or that person that you still have to work on and work with.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're about to get ready to wrap up the show here in just a little bit. But what I want to do is I want to just give you all a little background. A lot of our shows will be dealing with relationships, but they'll also be dealing with finances. They'll be dealing with business. They'll be dealing with other personal relationships such as family, relationships, friends, all those types of issues that may come up as well. But what our job is to do is to just give you nuggets from what we've learned and what we've experienced over our time together to let you know that, hey, you can be successful. Kelsey and I for 15 years have made this thing work as a married couple. Easy? No. Hard, not always, but definitely worth it, because to be together, to love one another, and to be in love with one another, we are really, really, really blessed to have one another in our lives.
Right. So what you can expect from the Success Factor every Monday night, again, every Monday night at 8 p.m., join us here on the show. We'll be talking about all the things that Ken mentioned. And it's all about being successful. That's how, again, that's how the Success Factor was birthed and how it came into the now. So we all love you so much and appreciate you for tuning in to us tonight. And, you know, share with your friends. We're going to have a lot of great episodes. We're going to have some of you all as guests on our show. Oh, yes, we're calling you up. We're going to have you on as guests. And we're just going to get into this thing.
Right, because we know a lot of different successful people in our lives, and we want to make sure that you have a platform where you can speak and do what you need to do as far as giving your nuggets for success, okay?
And also in that, make those connections. That's how Ken and I, we made a lot of wonderful connections over the past year, and, you know, we want to share what we know, because I'm all about sharing and caring. And, you know, one of the things, if you've been on my page, if you also go on my page, and a lot of things that I post is about just that, because doors open, and you have, one of my favorite things in the scripture is that, you know, you ask, you believe, and you receive. The how does not matter. And I have truly, truly been living that for the last 6 months, and it has come to pass. And we're just here, Ken and I decided to jump out here, share these things with you, so that you can know that you too can have the success and be a part of KG Success Factor. So we're going to go and we're going to take a commercial break at this point, and then we're going to come back and do our wrap up with you guys.
All right. Please stay tuned to the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey. We will be right back.
Lynette Appling Ministries is dedicated to helping women from around the world understand their destiny and purpose through developing an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Lynette Appling is a preacher, teacher, international author, entrepreneurial, gifted psalmist, and humanitarian. Her message of empowerment has cultivated and changed millions of women's lives around the world. To get her newest release, Women Defined, Breaking Free from Emotional Torment book, and other products, or to have Lynette Appling at your next event, please go to www.lynetteapplingministry.org or call 330-284-8583. Again, the number is 330-284-8583.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. And we're about to wrap it up here tonight. But before we do, we just want to just take this time out to just thank God for all that he has done in our lives. He has been just an amazing, amazing, amazing God. And I just want to, I can't do anything, and neither can Kelsey, without first of all, being just so grateful to God for all he has done for us in our short time here on this earth. And we just thank God for just allowing us to be vessels to be used over the waves here tonight to give our nuggets of what success is all about. So we do thank you all for joining us here tonight, and I do appreciate each and every one of you and love each and every one of you that have listened, no matter whether you're here in state, out of state, across the globe, on the phone, in the chat rooms, online, and social media, wherever you are. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for just being a part of tonight's show.
Absolutely. So we want to give you an opportunity to know how to reach us. So we're on every social media outlet. So you can also look us up at KG Success Factor on facebook.com/KG Success Factor. You also can find us on Twitter under Kelsey Gordon, and that's K-A-L-C-E-Y Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N. You can also find Kendrick Gordon under the same, twitter.com/Kendrick Gordon, K-E-N-D-R-I-C-K Gordon. And you can also visit our website at www.kgsuccessfactor.com.
We also have like pages on Facebook as well, www.facebook.com/Kelsey Gordon, public figure page. And also you can look at me live on Facebook as well at facebook.com/k.d.gordon. And I just want to thank you all so much again for being out here sharing with us tonight. Hope you learned a lot, or hope you were able to get a lot from us about dating your mate. Again, no matter how long you've been in a relationship, whether you've been in a relationship 5 years, 10 years, 5 months, it really does not matter. All you have to do is you have to just keep recreating those moments where you're loving on one another and you're dating one another constantly, in and out. And we want to thank you, thank you, thank you so much for joining us. Kelsey, do you have any closing words today?
Just again, want to thank you all for listening to us. And at this time, want to just remind you guys that you hold the keys to your success. It's all with you. You can do anything, and I do mean anything, that you want to do. You just have to want it. You have to go out there and step out on faith and say that this is what I want. This is the life that I want, and this is the life that I deserve. If God said it was for you, then it's for you. And you just have to walk in it, and you just have to believe in it as we believe in you.
And once again, don't be afraid to step out on faith. Some people may think you're crazy. Some people may think you're absolutely out of your mind, but it's those crazy people, it's those out of their mind people, it's those people that's a little bit off that are always out there stepping out on faith, doing what God has called them to do, and look at where they are. I've seen too many people who have stepped out on faith personally. And I just can't go without stepping out on faith myself. You shouldn't go without stepping out on faith either, because God is more than anything else in this world against you. And if you have God on your side, all you have to do is take that one giant leap, and he'll keep on keeping you leaping. And if you take that step off that cliff, he'll give you wings to fly. Or even if you fall, he'll be there to catch you. So I'll tell you right now, your success is in you, and your success was made in you from the day you were made in his image. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. If you happen to have any questions or concerns, you can always, always, always reach out to us on social media. Again, that's facebook.com/KG Success Factor, twitter.com for Kelsey Gordon at KalceyGordon, or twitter.com Kendrick Gordon, KendrickGordon Gordon, and our website at www.KGSuccessFactor.com. Also, We would be remiss if we did not give a shout out once again to our fearless leader and CEO, Ms. Sharice Riley, who you heard from tonight, and the Destiny Empowerment Network that we are so gracious and so blessed to be a part of. I want to tell you right now, we are doing everything to create what God has birthed in us. And all we're asking you to do is to do the same in your life. And in Destiny Empowerment, that's what we're all about.
Make sure you reach out to your friends, family, loved ones. Let them know there's an awesome show every Monday night airing live at 8 p.m. They don't have to go anywhere. There's no scandal on. There's no real other shows on. Empire's not on either. It's on Wednesday. So I'm just saying. So come join us. Tweet it, Facebook it, pass the word, the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey Gordon live every Monday night at 8 p.m. Also, we have another show coming up on Sunday night with our fellow business partner, Montavian Morrow. He's going to be coming out to you live, and that's sure going to be a treat. So we got something for every night. Sunday night, Monday night, and Tuesday night. So be sure to tune in to the Destiny Empowerment Radio and be able to join us for all the things that we have going on here. And we love you and we thank you so much.
Thank you, thank you. And once again, please join us tomorrow night on Destiny Empowerment Radio, where our fearless leader, Miss Sharice Riley, will be in the house. Making Woo! Sure you tune in for some weekly tips and tools on creating the life and business that you were destined for. Also, our brother Montavian Morrow will be kicking off his show on March 29th, on Sunday, March 29th. We will get more details to you on that as the date gets closer, but we are so excited for him and what God is birthing in him as well. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much for joining us tonight. And we have one more thing, Kelsey. Okay, that's it. Okay, we're about to just go ahead and wrap up for the end of the day here. Before we go any further, just remember that the success factor is based on attracting, achieving, and maintaining success in a family setting,
whether in business, finance, or relationship, you guys, or spiritually.
And the aim is to reach those who feel there is more to life than what their current situation has afforded them. This show is not only for the married couple, but also for singles as well who are trying to figure this thing out called success in life without losing their true identity. Thank you so much.
And thank you for joining the Success Factor.